Reading on the Daily Maverick earlier today, an article by Professor Nikki Roberts, who, amongst other things, is director of Kilelo Consulting, and it is it's based on an analysis of boys, young men, girls, young women, and matric. Nikki, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and afternoon to your listeners.
Some of the data.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do you say data or data? I want to say it the same as you.
I say data.
Okay, then I'll say data as well. And what one of the
I'll probably switch to data now.
one of the disturbing bits of data is the greater extent to which boys, young men, leave school before finishing matric compared to girls, young women.
Yes. So I find that very concerning. We should really be having men and women matriculating at the same age and the same rate. But what the data is showing us, or the data showing us, is that the boys are matriculating older than the girls. There are fewer of them. So there are about 100,000 men that are missing from our matric. And I'm wondering where they are. And they are also performing. They're getting worse results than the young women. And I think that that's a serious concern for what's going on. Why is this the case? What are the pull factors from society and the push factors from school that are meaning that our young men are not taking up this opportunity of matric, at least not a full-time matric?
Well, let's start with the first of those, not matriculating in the numbers that women do. So the dropout from grade 1 to grade 12 is much higher for young men than it is for young women. What would be some of the theories around that? I mean, I think about poor families and perhaps the 14, 15-year-old boy can do more to bring in some income for the family than the 14, 15-year-old girl. So there's more pressure on the young man to quit school. I'm sort of thinking out aloud.
Sure. It doesn't resonate with me because I think globally the greater pressures for women to be at home, if they're pregnant, to be looking after children, to be raising other children or siblings. And it's not as if we have this huge economic space of employment available for those who don't have matric. So I can't imagine that is the case. I think there is a level of frustration because we are seeing that boys are failing more often and so they end up being older. And my assumption is that there's a disillusionment with what is the point around staying in schooling as opposed to, it's something that on a farm you're getting boys being pulled into harvest or something. I don't think we know the reason for that. I'm trying to just point it out and say, what's going on? Can you start to look at this?
Okay, so meaning it hasn't been looked at in any serious way, because if somebody like you, whose field is this area, is scratching her head, you kind of go, well, why aren't there theories? Why hasn't there been research? Why has this thing not been looked at and an attempt been made to understand
Absolutely.
It better?
So I think we have a lot of gendered studies where we're looking at what are the girls or what are the women experiencing and how do we make those environments better for them. Whenever I ask around bursary schemes and people say they're prioritizing women, I ask them why. Because we know that women are more successful and are getting better access into higher education than men are. I know you're calling particularly from Cape Town, and it's far more acute in the Cape Flats. When we look at the race-based data, you see that the greatest concern is amongst so-called coloured men. And so there is data around it, which is starting to point to these problems. I know some people have had a look at it, but not in the kind of detail that I think we need to understand what are the changes that need to happen at schools to make schools a better place for our young men and boys in primary and early high school.
Yeah, I mean, why do young men look at the world around them and compare their experience of school and go, what's the point? Why should I finish matric? Because what do I gain from that? And so leave school, whereas young women are more likely to go, let me stick to this. Let me use this to position myself better for a post-matric life.
Sure.
I'm really intrigued as to what the answers for that might be.
Yeah, I don't know. My sense is that there are not more men involved in gangsterism and crime. I think there is, if you think of kind of stereotypes around what is pulling men and women out of education, I imagine that there are components of that. I know the future with a poor matric is kind of been decades now, you know, not having much of a future and can't imagine how you're going to be working. So the kind of clusters of men who hang around street corners in a township and are wondering what to do. I know one of my husband's theories is, well, you can either join the church, you can join crime, or you can become a comrade. And I think that was kind of an 80s perception about what the opportunities were for men. And I think we don't have many opportunities for our youth in general, but it seems to be that our men are being more disaffected than women are.
Yeah, well, I remember reading a study a couple of years ago, I think it was pre-COVID, which had been done in one of the townships north of Johannesburg, where work opportunities were available through government programs to young men. And they simply said, no, I'm not prepared to work for 8 rand, 15, 24 rand an hour, whatever it was, because opportunistic crime gives me more than this so-called employment gives me.
Yeah, look, I think we're on kind of unstable ground because it isn't the research that I've done to find out why. Yeah. I really wanted to provoke hopefully students and people out there who are looking at things through gender and saying, well, like we've seen around the world, this isn't something that's unique to South Africa. We are seeing that when girls are given opportunity in schools, they tend to stay longer and to do better.
But why?
So that's
called
a gender turn. Why? Well, we think that schools are designed that in ways that suit, I'm going to talk particularly about girls, so thinking about, you know, pre-adolescence, that having to come into a space that has a desk that you're expected to sit in for kind of 5 hours a day when you're 6 years old is definitely something that little girls can do far better than little boys who need to be able to be running around and don't enjoy sitting quietly in a classroom. We also know that girls are far more disciplined and tend to kind of be motivated by the reward system that exists in schools. Some of the kind of big, broad brush differences between genders, right? So there are arguments from the single-sex schools, so an all-boys school or an all-girls school, that because of these gender differences, it's why a single-sex school would be better, because they supposedly are designed to accommodate the needs of boys. Some of what I've heard around that is, you know, having shorter lessons and more break time, having a lunch break where they're actually expected to take out their lunch and are supervised in eating it, instead of being left to be independent and just going really hungry later on. But our particular needs in the education sector that get discussed. Obviously, in our context, the whole issue of single-sex schools is really only for the elite, and all of our public schools are co-ed. But I do think when we look at the data...
Sorry to interrupt, Nikki, but we don't have a lot of time left.
No problem.
From what you're saying, look, I mean, it's not a practical solution given the constraints, resource constraints, teacher restraints and so on in South Africa. But it sounds as if what we need or what there needs to be a serious discussion about is splitting boys and girls schools and making sure that boys' education is designed in such a way that they feel comfortable in that environment and want to stay in it.
I think that might be one of the solutions. Personally, I think you get bigger problems when a whole school is all male.
Okay.
So I would think things like trying out having your maths and language classes split by sex. So, or by gender, so that, you know, you have a girls' class for English and a boys' class for English. Having the boys and girls able to socialize together, but being taught separately, works. But I also think we have to look at the ways in which particularly adolescent boys are experiencing the repeated failure. And I think they're not coping with that, which is part of why they're dropping out.
Nikki, thank you very, very much. Lots of food for thought. Professor Nikki Roberts, Director of Kalelo Consulting. And the article which prompted this discussion is on the Daily Maverick's website.